on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
Well, as you expect, the majority of the papers, in fact all the papers, dominate a lot of the coverage, particularly in the inside of the newspapers, to the passing, the sad passing of RTE journalist, former RTE journalist Charlie Bird yesterday following a long illness. And that dominates the front of the Irish Independent this morning. Charlie represented the very best of humanity and the best of journalism. A picture of Charlie, I think it may have been on Bray Seafront, with his dog. RTE presenter Sean O'Rourke hailed former colleague Charlie Bird's humanity and professionalism as he was among dozens paying tribute to the late broadcaster who died at the age of 74 after battling motor neuron disease for a number of years. Main headline, however, in the front of the Irish Independent this morning, HSE data of a million people open to hackers. The HSE suffered an IT glitch that weakened security around the vaccination details of more than a million people. The organisation misconfigured a COVID-related database in December 2021, leaving the details of more than a million people to the potential exploitation. No personal data was accessed by the hackers or malicious parties. Also in the Irish Independent this morning, people on Dublin flight exposed to risk of measles. That was a story which has been covered extensively in most of the bulletins this morning and in the newspapers. Interesting one for workers. More than half of workers would skip a pay rise if it meant they got a job that offers remote, hybrid or other flexible working arrangements. New survey shows that workers doing hybrid work prefer 2 days in the office. Only 8% are happy to be office bound 5 days a week. Same with the Independent. Of course, the political fallout for the coalition parties continues in relation to what happened during the two referendum over the weekend. The coalition has been plunged into further crisis in the fallout from the failed referendums as Fine Gael senators publicly attacked Shannon leader Lisa Chambers, and yet more government politicians admitted voting no. Two Fine Gael senators, Barry Searle-Carney and Regina Doherty, the party's European election candidate in Dublin, launched scathing attacks on Miss Chambers, the Fianna Fáil senator and European election candidate in Midlands North West, after she admitted canvassing for yes, yes votes in the family and care referendums and then voting no. That was a story, in fact, which was covered by the Mail yesterday, which showed clearly she was campaigning, I think it was on Grafton Street, with leaflets for yes, yes, and then it transpired that she decided to vote no in both referendums. A middle-aged man in the United States with a history of consuming undercooked soft bacon for years has been found to have tapeworm larvae infecting his brain. The 52-year-old man with a history of migraines went to the doctor as his headaches became more frequent and severe and unresponsive to the usual treatments. His pain also became worse across the back of his skull, according to the study. And following subsequent investigations by medical personnel, it transpired that he had tapeworm larvae in his brain. A husband who claimed his wife breached sworn undertakings given to the court in relation to the use of an immersion switch in the family home. In the case of the family law courts, the couple have temporary protection orders against each other and have provided sworn undertakings that cover the use of the immersion switch, which is to be left on during the day. The couple are separated but continue to live with children. Made, in fact, all the papers, that particular story. Vince Power, he was a Waterford furniture dealer turned impresario who became one of the most important promoters on Britain's live music scene, has died at the age of 76. Who was he? Anyone who's familiar with the Mean Fiddler in the UK will know who that man was. Going to the Irish Times, and again, the front of the Times, the main picture there was featuring Charlie Bird, a man who felt fear and faced it with courage. Charlie Bird, 1949 to 2024. Main headline there, residents sought €50,000 to withdraw objection. A local resident sought a payment of €50,000 in consultancy fees from a developer in exchange for withdrawing a planning objection to the expansion of a new apartment development in South Dublin. Red Rock Developments is seeking to add an extra floor to a 77 apartment development at Elm Park on the Merrion Road. The developer sought planning permission last November to expand the nine-storey development, which is finished, to add a 10th storey comprising two penthouse apartments. However, he was he came under pressure from somebody who wanted 50,000 in relation to that particular development. Inside, Varadkar to ask Biden to join peace drive. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has said he will ask US President Joe Biden to follow the lead of past presidents Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and become involved in the push for peace in Gaza when he meets him later this week with the White House. In fact, we will be giving you the latest what's happening in the United States with News Talk's Shane Beattie. We'll be talking to him in right about 5 minutes' time for the very latest in terms of what is happening over in the United States with Taoiseach Leo Varadkar's visit and his forthcoming meeting with the US President Joe Biden. Again, the Lisa Chambers story makes the front of the Irish Daily Mail. They broke this story yesterday. Headline there, pressure on Lisa Chambers to resign over the vote. The Fianna Fáil senator Lisa Chambers, who advocated the yes-yes vote and subsequently voted no, is coming under intense pressure to resign, according to a number of unnamed individuals in government who are putting serious pressure on her in relation to her reversal of support on those both referendums. Scabies outbreak as 1,260 asylum seekers now sleeping rough. The number of asylum seekers sleeping rough has soared to more than 1,200, and those in tents outside the International Protection Office in Dublin have been hit by a scabies outbreak. There are now 1,260 male asylum seekers who've been left homeless by the state after they arrived seeking protection in this country. Going to the Star this morning, our hero, that's Charlie Bird again, and a picture of him. I think it was probably in the 1980s. I see him interviewing Gareth Fitzgerald, who was Taoiseach then. Horror abuse of councillors. Two-thirds have been victims of threats and intimidation. Two-thirds of councillors revealed they've suffered damage to their property, arson, racial abuse, and threats of death and physical sexual violence. Ireland's 929 councillors were asked to detail the shocking catalogue of intimidation and harassment between 2021 and 2023. And it is quite shocking, the level of abuse that they continue to get. The Oscars hasn't got away. We see a picture of Cillian Murphy and Madonna in the inside pages of the Irish Daily Star. A story continues on. DAA launches a challenge in a bid to reduce night flights at Dublin Airport. The DAA operator of Dublin Airport has begun a major legal challenge against a move by Fingal County Council to force it to cut back on night flights. Council had issued an enforcement notice that was probably last July against the DAA for allegedly breaching planning conditions for the airport's new northern runway. It followed complaints about the excessive noise from residents who happened to be living nearby. That was in the Daily Mail. Joe Biden failed to remember things more than 100 times during an interview with a special counsel investigative team. The US president made dozens of statements like, "I have no goddamn idea," to Robert Hur, who investigated him for mishandling of classified documents. Transcripts of the five-hour interview show Mr. Biden struggling to remember what a fax machine was and talked about going to work in his pajamas. There'll be more on that story as the day progresses. That's what the wires have been covering it. The Examiner this morning: abuser expected jail in 1987. Convicted paedophile Bill Keneally has said he had no contact with Garthy for 25 years after admitting to two Waterford officers that he had been abusing boys and restraining them with handcuffs. Fish could disappear for the Irish coasts, making it to the front of the Examiner. Fish typically found on our coastal waters may disappear permanently due to the rising sea temperatures, a new report has warned. It said all Irish inshore waters will be under pressure from climate change in the decades ahead, but that possible solutions could be identified now that may help protect our seas for future generations. And finally, for now, looking at the Examiner and the inside pages: reducing screen time and doing just 2.5 hours of moderate exercise weekly can improve adult heart, brain and bone health, as well as mental health, the chief medical officer of the HSE has urged. And that is how your papers are looking this morning. And we can tell you that coming up, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, we'll bring you the very latest from the Taoiseach's trip to the United States.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.